A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The faithful all used to meet by common consent in the portico of Solomon. No one else ever dared to join them, but the people were loud in their praise, and the numbers of men and women who came to believe in the Lord increased steadily. So many signs and wonders were worked among the people at the hands of the apostles that the sick were even taken out into the street and laid on beds and sleeping mats, in the hope that at least the shadow of Peter might fall across some of them as he went past. People even came crowding in from the towns around about Jerusalem, bringing with them their sick and those tormented by unclean spirits, and all of them were cured. The word of the Lord.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love has no end. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love has no end. Let the sons of Israel say, his love has no end. Let the sons of Aaron say, his love has no end. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love has no end. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love has no end. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the work of the Lord, a marvel in our eyes. This day was made by the Lord. We rejoice and are glad. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love has no end. O Lord, grant us salvation. O Lord, grant us success. Blessed in the name of the Lord is he who comes. We bless you from this house of the Lord. The Lord God is our light. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love has no end.
A reading from the book of the Apocalypse. My name is John, and through our union in Jesus, I am your brother, and share your sufferings, your kingdom, and all you endure. I was on the island of Patmos, for having preached God's word and witnessed for Jesus. It was the Lord's day, and the Spirit possessed me, and I heard a voice behind me shouting like a trumpet, "Write down all that you see in a book." I turned around to see who had spoken to me. And when I turned, I saw 7 golden lampstands, and surrounded by them, a figure like a son of man, dressed in a long robe, tied at the waist with a golden girdle. When I saw him, I fell in a dead faint at his feet, but he touched me with his right hand and said, Do not be afraid. It is I, the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and now I am to live forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and of the underworld. Now write down all that you see of present happenings and things that are still to come. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
In the evening of that same day, the first day of the week, the doors were closed in the room where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood among them. He said to them, "Peace be with you," and showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were filled with joy when they saw the Lord, and he said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I am sending you." After saying this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. For those whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven. For those whose sins you retain, they are retained." Thomas, called the twin, who was one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. When the disciples said, "We have seen the Lord," he answered, "Unless I see the holes that the nails made in his hands, and can put my finger into the holes they made, and unless I can put my hand into his side, I refuse to believe." 8 days later, the disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. The doors were closed, but Jesus came in and stood among them. "Peace be with you," he said. And then he spoke to Thomas. "Put your finger here. Look, here are my hands. Give me your hand and put it into my side. Doubt no longer, but believe." Thomas replied, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus said to him, "You believe because you can see me. Happy are those who have not seen and yet believe." There were many other signs that Jesus worked and the disciples saw, but they are not recorded in this book. These are recorded so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing this, you may have life through his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Okay. Dear friends, wish you all the blessing of the feast day of Divine Mercy. I think we are the most merciful people in this area because our church is called Our Lady of Mercy. And today, the second Sunday of Easter, it would be better to say the closing of octave of Easter. The 8 days are considered as a one unit. All the readings of today were about God's mercy. We should ask mercy act mercy, pray for mercy. A priest was really forced by a police officer to pull over for overspeeding. As the officer was about to write the ticket, the priest said to him, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." And the police officer very gently said, handed the ticket to the priest and said, "Go and sin no more." We all need mercy. Thomas, the doubting Thomas, he had been always doubtful. Even before the suffering and the death of Jesus. And that is the problem of today's world. As more and many more people refuse to believe in the Lord, because they thought that He does not exist and He is not real. Just because they were unable to see Him or touch Him or interact with Him directly in a way that we normally interact between one another. But the doubting Thomas utters the greatest confession of belief in the Lord, "My Lord and my God." It is Thomas whose doubt healed the wounds of all our doubts. Jesus shows his hands and he points to Thomas, the wounds of the passion, the scars of the wounds, especially the wound in the heart. He showed the greatest mercy. Jesus is the first one who opened the heart to the people. Unless you don't go and touch His open heart, we cannot open our heart to others. Actually, today's gospel began to say, when they were praying or sitting in a closed room, the doors were closed. There Jesus entered. How can a man enter into a room which is closed? The resurrection Jesus can take any form. This is what Eucharist. Even if we don't see Him, He is there, He can take any form, any kind. The root of mercy in English is misericordia. Misericordia means two words, misery and cordia, the heart. Misery means pain. Actually, it says, having compassion of someone with all of one's heart. Every day, hundreds of times we say, "My Lord and my God, I don't understand anything. I don't see any hope. I cannot bear this life." But Thomas said, "My Lord and my God," after touching the scars of the wounds of Jesus. It was a faith. When we are very despair, hopeless, every day say, "My Lord and my God, I trust in thee." Sister Faustina, the Secretary of Divine Mercy, he says, or she says, as an ambassador of God's mercy to all, receive the mercy. She says only three things, A, B, C. What is A? Ask for his mercy. What offends him more than the sins of people committees, people's lack of trust in his mercy. Trust in his mercy. Be merciful. Be merciful to others through words and deeds. Don't hurt anyone with our words and deeds. That's why Mother Teresa says, if you judge people, you have no time to love them. See, completely trust in Jesus. This is what Faustina says, I trust in you, the prayer. And Sister Faustina had the image painted with the words, Jesus, I trust in you. This is the infinite ocean of mercy. Even the disciples were mercy only after the resurrection. Why? Because the gospel was read, it says, Jesus breathed on them. This is the second time God is breathing over a person. The first was after creation. The Lord Yahweh breathed. And second, this is the second creation. Lord Jesus breathed. We all need a certain kind of breathing from the Lord. And this picture beautifully depicts Jesus is walking. Jesus is not standing, he is walking. His steps are just like walking. And the two rays, the white and the red, it shows the blood and water came from the heart of Jesus. It is the mercy. And he raises his hands to bless us. We need to ask, whatever our situations are, Lord, forgive me. I ask your mercy. And just to say, Lord Jesus, I trust in you. This is what Saint Thomas said, my Lord and my God. This is in another way, Saint Faustina says, I trust in you. Today is the day of mercy available to us and to the whole world, to all who call upon his name. With Saint Thomas the Apostle, we reach out and touch the wounds of Jesus and place our hands in his pierced side and draw on his infinite mercy and cry out, my Lord, my God, I trust in thee. Amen.